We're reading in the writings of Bala Sulam, in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 64. We reminded that you can ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked here during the lesson.
As usual, we'll see that Bala Sulam writes something, then a few pages later he explains it, and then again he returns to it and explains it again. That's how it is. It's not, although he's very consistent from the point of view of the explanation, he sometimes mentions something and then he explains it a little later on. So let's see. It's probably going to be the same here. We have covered with you the descent of Nekudot Desag below the Tabo, how these Nekudot Desag fill Nehi Yovak, Nehi De'ak. Kanadalet comes, restricts Nekudot Desag. Kanadalet rises from the Siyum Raglin of Ak to the middle of Tiferet, of Nekudot of Sag, Nekudot of Sag. Everyone is following me? In the middle of Tiferet, of Nekudot of the Sag, there's a new border, new boundary, that the light, the upper light, can come only down to that point and not below it. And then this boundary is called Parsa. And that's what happened in Nekudot Desag. Reshimot from Nekudot Desag rise back up and come to Rosh Desag from the point where Nekudot Desag came out. Accordingly, the screen rises from Peh to Nikve Naim because the Reshimot are restricted, meaning there is measure in them by which you can receive down to the parsa in this new partsuf that's about to come out of Rosh Desag. And so Rosh Desag performs a zivug deaka, coupling and striking, also in the Rosh, in Bina of Rosh. And this is called Nikve Enaim. Why is it called Nikve Enaim? The Naim means Chochmah. The Nukva of the eyes is Bina. That's why they say that the screen stands in the middle of Bina, both in the Rosh and in the Guf. And it performs a Zivug Daka with the upper light from Rosh Desag, Nikve Naim, and up it will be as a Rosh, and from Nikve Naim and below it will be as a Guf. So now we have a new structure called Katnut, half of a Partsuf. And in this way we get a new structure, a new Partsuf, called Katnut of the world of Nekudim. And it has a Rosh, Rosh Deitlapshut, Rosh of Itlapshut called Keter, Rosh of Aviut called Abba Veima, and a Guf called Zon. And everyone, Rosh of Itlapshut, Rosh of Aviut, and the Guf include in them only Galgalta Venaim. And the Yachap is not active, rather it is cancelled. And consequently, we get a very special partsuf. It comes out of Rosh of Sag. So again, I'm quickly drawing everything.
Rosh de Galgalta.
Rosh of Galgalta, Rosh of Ab, Rosh of Sag, it comes back to the Peh, and we the lights come down, Nekudot Sag. They influence or bestow to Nehi Avak. They receive Pchina Dalet. They bestow to Pchina Bet. They get restricted, limited, down to the Parsa. This is called Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. They rise up to Pe of Rosh of Sag, according to the Shimo, Bet Aleph restricted. They continue to rise up to Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag. They perform a Zivug Daka from Nikve Naim and upwards. And they come down. And they begin to expand here. This Patsuf expands in a very special way. There's a Keter. There is Abba Ve'ima. Two Rashim, two heads. That's how they're called. And there is Zon. That's the Pratzuf. Rosh of Itlapshut is called Keter. Rosh of Aviut, of coarseness, is called Abba Ve'ima. And the Guf is called Zon. Each one of them, in each one, only Gilgalta Ve'enayim is active. And the Achap. We cannot use the Ahab, it's prohibited. You can't use it. This is called Katnut of the world of Nekudim. Why Olam, why a world? It's a Patsuf. It's called in this way for the future of it, because soon a world will emerge from it, the world of Nekudim. This is the world of Nekudim in Katnut. So he came out of Nikve Enayim of Rosh of Sag. This is Pe, this is Nikve Enayim on Rashimo Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. This is the Sag Gimel Bet. This is Ab, Dalet Gimel. This is Galgalta, Dalet Dalet. Tabu, Siyum, Vak, Empty. That's it, Nekudot of Sag, Keter, Chorma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura. Middle third of Tiferet.
Shnei Shlish, Tiferet, Netzach Hod, Yesod Malchut.
Two thirds of Tiferet, Netzach Hod, Yesod Malchut. This is the place of the world of Atzilut.
Makom Shel Olam HaBriya.
The place of the world of Bria, the place of the world of Yetzirah, and the place of the world of Asiya. That's how it's divided. The places. For the time being, there are no worlds, only the places for the worlds. That's it. We can erase that, this line. We don't need it. Just need to specify Zivug from Nikvena gives us this patsuf. Is this clear so far? Well, you hear it, or you don't.
On the one hand, we say that the katnut of the world of Nikudim ends in the Parsa. On the other hand, you drew its achap, where the achap of the zon goes all the way down.
No, but we're not using these vessels.
So why is it a part of the Parsuf? It has no attainment there, it must not reach there, it decided it restricts it.
You know, I saw how during the birth, the embryo, the fetus, baby, comes out of the mother, and he has hands and feet and everything. He's not using them. Why? He doesn't even need the head, but he has it, right? There's no partial thing, 10 and not 9, not 11. Whatever he uses, it's one thing. And as much as he must have, that's another thing. Otherwise, he can't exist. We're talking about 10 sefirot and how much they can be activated.
Is there a difference between the Ahap of Abba and of Ima to Ahap of Zon?
Both are not being used. They're not in use. We will see the measure of restriction that works on each one. There are differences, of course. There's a difference between each and every desire. It's under the restriction, so there's a law of its own, as much as it's great.
The world of Nikudim, when you said it's in Katnut there, why is it not in Gadlut? Why did you say Katnut? What are the consequences?
No, if I do one thing, you ask about something else.
No, why did you say that?
The root, I'll tell you. He comes out in Katnut because the Rishimot, Bet Aleph, are restricted. There's a sign there that there has to be, the second restriction has to take place.
What does it mean, Katnut? Besides Katnut, can you say some other sentence about it?
He's using half the vessels.
Katnut?
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's actually a good question. I have a partsuf. And there are inside a partsuf Keter Chochma Bina. Chesed Vatiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut. Keter Chochma Bina is Rosh. Chesed Vatiferet, they're also like the Rosh. Chesed is like Keter, Gvoa is like Chochma, and Tiferet is like Bina. Tiferet is Bina of Gufa. And only from the middle point of Tiferet, there we begin to have the Guf. Therefore, the top part is called Galgalta Venaim, and the lower part is called Ahap. That's it. So, the goof, in general, every goof is divided. The ten spheres are divided in the ocean, in the goof. How much of them belong to bestow, and how much to reception? So, if I use Galgalta Ve'enayim, it's called Katnut, and if I use the entire Kli, it's called Gadlut, adulthood. Very simple. But it's only the level of the intensity of the use. But the ten sefirot are there. I'll confuse you a little bit. A little one also has hands and feet and everything. He just doesn't know how to use them. If it was according to our intellect, then why does a newborn need hands and feet? Whether he's born with a mouth, he has to be fed, right? And when you feed it, he grows. It grows and grows, and then the mind grows, then the hands can grow, then maybe he can use the feet later, his legs later, the brain continues to grow, the legs grow more. No, you see, this is not the case. 10 and not 9 and not 11, we see it also in our world. This is how it is. It's a law. The structure has to be complete. How much you're able to activate it, to use it, this depends on you. In spirituality, it depends on you entirely. If you don't activate it at all, you don't feel that you have a spiritual part of.
I understand that the world of Nikudim in Katnut is capable of going down below the taboo. It's capable of going below the taboo, or it has no chance.
Which taboo?
The taboo, that line that you drew there. Can the world of Nikudim go below the taboo?
The world of Nikudim expands in the place from which the Rishimot come. The Rishimot come from below the taboo. That's where it needs to expand. There, he needs to go there. So Rosh of Sag performs a Zivug Da'akai in Nikve Enayim, and then from Nikve Enayim, this structure descends, and it expands in the place from where the Rishimo came. And that's how it has to be. Wherever the deficiency is, there, that's where the structure goes to. Because the structure is born through Zivug Daka on those same deficiencies, the Rishimo, that came from below the taboo. That's why the Partsuf that comes out for this Rishimo, although he comes out of Rosh the Sag, Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag, he comes down to the place where he is missing, the place from which the Rishimo came. And he expands there from his tabu up to the middle of Tiferet of Guf until the Parsa.
And there it stops in the Parsa. It doesn't go below the Parsa, right? It has no chance for it. So it can't go down below that. Because there would be bestowal there.
He can't appear there because there it's the that place is controlled by Bchina Dalet. You see, Bchina Dalet, we have it here. Bchina Dalet. That's why he is forbidden to be there. But you can say, but why did you draw it in this way? The Achap. I'll tell you. Let's draw them like this. It's as if they're there. As if the Ahab is there. Ahab is empty vessels. When I don't want to perform a Zivug Daka and Nikve Enayim, I don't want to receive in them. I take upon myself the second restriction and I say, I do not fulfill these vessels, and if I don't, I can be there. This is their place. I'm sitting by the host and I'm saying, I will take that from you, half of the course, and the other half I'm not going to get. In spirituality, you can't have half a goof, half a body. There's no such thing.
What activates this whole system, the Rishimot? All of this system that you have depicted for us, who activates all of it? It's the Rishimot?
Only Rishimot and desire. We have a desire, we have Rishimot, and we have the upper light. That's it. There's nothing else besides that. The desire is impressed by the light, and it wants something new. Meaning it has a Rishimot. I want it. The Rishimot is like a prayer. We take it higher, we ask, we demand, the upper light gives them strength, we perform a certain action. As a result of the action, you get a pertsuf.
Can
The calculation is done in the Rosh of Sag, in the Nikvei Enaim, then the Partsuf Nikudim emerged, right? So this Partsuf is a different kind of Partsuf. You said that there is a Rosh of Itlapshut with Keter, Rosh of Aviyut is Abba and Ima.
Like in every Partsuf.
But a Partsuf, so far, when we talked about the Partsufim of Ak, we said there is Or Yeshar, Or Chozer, calculation. Here it seems to have a different Rosh of Sag makes the calculation of everything. So how does it work here?
How does the Partsuf of Sag come out of Ab? How is Sab born from the Ab?
There is the Bitush, the beating of the O Makif to O Pnimi, the Masach goes up, a degree of coarseness of Aviyut is lost, and the Masach makes a calculation over the previous degrees, and then we have the emergence of...
Hang on. Where is it happening? The Rishimot came out of the Ab to Rosh of Ab. Rishimot that are already Gimel Bet. Who is performing Zivug on them? Ab is how is it performing Zivug on Gimel Bet, which belongs to Bina? Ab does it on Gimel Bet because of that. The inner sag expands inside the ab, and from after it expands in the ab, we have the exodus. It comes out, and the new partsuf appears, the outer sag itself. It's always like that. How can it beget the lower one? It first builds it inside of it, inside him, and then it sends it out.
But when it goes out, does its calculation also make a calculation over the Or Yeshar?
When it's doing it on the outside, there are also calculations there. So here, all the calculations take place in Rosh of Sag, and later they cascaded below the Tabu.
I'm asking, below the Tabu, in the Rosh of this Partsuf of the Nikudim, is there the same calculation there, opposite the Or Yeshar, Or Chozer, etc.?
There are, and many more. But we now need to start learning, if you'll permit us. Okay?
No.
Can I ask about the point of Nikve Naim?
Sure.
In Tess, part 6, it says, after the restriction of the Nahi and the rising of the bottom Heit to the Enaim, because the Heit Atar, which is the common Masach for Bechina Bet and Bechina Nadel, went to Chochma, to Rosh of Sag. But you said Bina.
You're reading in Tess and you're not listening to what I'm saying. And I said today, a few minutes ago, this is called Nikve Enaim, the Nukva of the eyes. The eyes are called Chochma, and the Nukva of the eyes is called Bina. That's why the screen, the Masach, is standing in the middle of Bina, of Rosh. This is called Nikve Enaim, Nukva of the eyes. So, in addition to reading, you also have to think. Let's go. Let's start.
Item 65. The place.
It has
been clarified that the essence of the second restriction was done only in the Partsuf of Sag, positioned from Tabu of Ak downward through its Siyum Raglaim, that is, above the point of this world. No, that all the changes that followed that second restriction came only in that Partsuf Nekudot of Sag, and not above it. When we said above that through Malchut's ascent to half of Tiferet of Ak, she ended the Partsuf, and the lower half of Tiferet and Nehim of Ak came out in the form of empty place, empty space. This did not occur in Tanhi of Ak itself, but only in Tanhi of the Pratsuf of Nekudot of Sag of Ak. Yet these changes are considered a mere raising of man in Ak itself. In other words, it clothed in these changes to emanate the ten sefirot of Nikudim themselves, though no change was prompted in Ak itself.
Questions? What is he trying to say? All the previous potsufim that came out, of course they do not change. There are additions according to what's now happening in the system, but it's only an addition. They can seemingly restrict themselves, seemingly fill themselves, seemingly empty themselves. It's all seemingly. They themselves exist, and for the sake of the lower one, they have these other actions, but only for the sake of the lower one. And that's how you work in spirituality. El Galda. It passes the light to Ab and Sag, and to Sag and to Man. Bon. All the worlds and everything, everything, those are changes that are in it. They add to it. They add to her. They performs Zivugun Machotov and Sof, and is filled by it. But all of these are changes in her. She herself has, and there's also the addition for the sake of the lower ones. And in this way, in each and every partsuf. Okay?
Rav, it's not so clear. Seemingly, from the he of Sag, it becomes the raising of man to Ak. Something here doesn't quite work out for me. Seemingly, these are different Rashimot. How can it be man? The lack of Ak is a...
First of all, it doesn't matter. The Rashimot are different or the same. The upper one can always delight the lower one. He has a desire for it, a desire to bestow. If someone down below is asking and his request is legitimate, meaning it's not going to break him, rather he wants to continue and draw the light in order to bestow, of course the upper one will help him.
But Rav, the bestowal, I mean, the Reshimot, we relate to them only as coarseness or something, but in bestowal, you can bestow in any kind from the upper one to the lower one?
Why not?
Oh, it's new for me.
No, I'm asking. Why did you think otherwise?
I thought there has to be a kind of a matching between the Reshimot and the...
No, the upper one can answer all the doubts of the lower one. He has everything. Give it to your friend.
No, she shall.
Will I mask?
Why no pleasure can be received in a person that does not exist in his Reshimot?
How will he know about such a pleasure? Where from? Now, they gave me some fruit from somewhere. I was in Brazil once. I saw such fruit, such things. I've never seen such things in my life. I had no yearning for them because I didn't know them. I had no Reshimot of those fruit. I tasted it, as it's written in Safa that's new in the Zohar. The peasant came to the city, to the big city, and he asked, where do you get those rolls from flour? From wheat, yeah. He tasted it, he said, nice. but the wheat, I make wheat, I grow wheat. Then they got him a piece of cake. He tasted it, he said, oh, it's honey. Where is that? We make it from wheat. But before that, he didn't know, he had no idea. So from now on, he's got Roshimo. He will have a deficiency. The question for us is how, without Roshimo, can we develop in spirituality? Right or not?
Yes.
So how do you do it?
Endowment before the society.
So what will I get out of it? Is there anything in this society?
The world of Ensof is in the group, in the society.
Okay, saying something. What do you want to ask?
How the second restriction keeps the condition of receiving with the intention to bestow.
Tzimtzum bet, the second restriction does not keep the condition of receiving in order to bestow, because you do not receive in the second restriction. The second restriction says you can work only with vessels of bestowal and not with vessels of reception.
Thank you very much. I received some innovations of Torah. Thank you. Item 66. As soon as the Tzimtzum restriction occurred during the ascent of Malchut to Binah, even before the raising of man and the Zivug that was made at the Nikvei Einayim of Ak, it caused Partzuf the Nekudot of Sag of Ak to divide into four divisions. 1. Kachab Hagat up to its Hazeh are considered the place of Atzilut. 2. The two lower thirds of Tiferet, from the Chazeh down to the Siyum of Tiferet, became the place of the world of Bria. 3. Its three Sfirot, Nehi, became the place of the world of Yetzirah. 4. The Malchut in it became the place of the world of Asiya.
We specify that. Yeah, mentioned. Here. So, Nekudot the Sag, after the second restriction, they divide into Kachab Chagat until the middle of Tiferet is a place of Atzilut. Second half, let's say two thirds, or the lower of Tiferet is a place of Bria, Nehi, the place of Yetzirah, Malchut, place of Asiya.
Item 67. The reason for it is that the place of the world of Atzilut means the place worthy of the expansion of the upper light. And because of the ascent of the ending Malchut to the place of Binah of Guf, called
this Malchut, the concluding Malchut, Malchut HaMaseyemet, is standing here, and it rises to Binah, the Gufa, Binah of the Guf, which is Tiferet, she rises.
Again, because of the ascent of ending Malchut to the place of Binah of Guf called Tiferet, the Partzuf ends there, and the light cannot traverse from there down.
Meaning, there's already some sort of a limitation, so that below the Parsa, the light cannot go below the Parsa. It can come from Ein Sof, through all these Partzufim, down to Parsa, and no more.
Thus, the place of Atzilut ends there at half the Tiferet on the Chazeh. You already know that this new Siyum ending that was made here is called the Parsa below the world of Atzilut. There are three divisions in the Sfirot below the Parsa. Since, indeed, only two Sfirot, Zon of Guf, called Nehim, need to emerge below the Atzilut. This is so because the Siyum was made at the Binah of Guf, which is Tiferet. Hence, only the Zon below Tiferet are below the Siyum, and not Tiferet. Although half of the lower Tiferet emerged below the Siyum as well. The reason is that Binah of Guf consists of the 10 Sfirot, Kachab Zon 2. since these zone of Binah are the roots of the inclusive zone of Guf, which were included in Binah, they are considered like them. Hence, the zone of Binah came out below the Parsa of Atzilut as well, along with the general zone.
Meaning, what does he try to say? Tiferet divides in two. Upper half is called the upper third of Tiferet, and below it's the lower two-thirds of Tiferet. Doesn't matter. He calls it upper half and lower half. The upper half is because Tiferet is divided into 10 Sfirot, as usual. Everything is divided into 10, and then another 10, and another 10. And then we see that in Tiferet, Chesed Gvorah, Tiferet, and this is the upper half of Tiferet. Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut is the lower half of Tiferet. So Tiferet is divided down the middle. Where above Tiferet, Tiferet of Tiferet is its vessel of bestowal, and below the Tiferet of Tiferet is her vessel of reception. Therefore, in the middle of Tiferet, that's where the boundary is between vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception. It turns out that the word of Atzilut, those are vessels of bestowal, and here we have vessels of reception. Is that clear?
No.
If you don't ask, you don't ask.
It's not clear to me how, following Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, there is a connection between the lower one and the upper one if you don't use the vessels of reception.
In each and every sphere, in each and every detail, you have both vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal. You use the one, but you don't use the other, and they help one another and support one another. Also, the vessels of reception, how are they being used? When I stop myself and I don't receive, I feel what's before me, the kind of pleasures, and I do not receive. I want to be in adhesion with the Creator. This is great work. We'll see what it gives us.
What does it mean?
You're saying, seemingly, if I cannot receive steak, I'm gonna sever off these desires from me and not use them. But the desire remains.
It's just that, what does it mean that there are only vessels of bestowal above the Parsa? How is there a connection there between the Parzufim above the Parsa if you only have vessels of bestowal?
This is not mechanics. I'm sorry. Everywhere you have all the vessels, except we say that in each and every place you have a parsa, and you have to set up this parsa and this boundary. So up down to here you receive, and beyond no. And in this, and in this, and in that, in the sum total of things, this is how your body is built in Katnut. The baby has hands, yes. He has feet, yes. Everything. What does he use? He uses nothing. He's got nothing other than the mouth and his butt. He's got nothing. It comes in from here and comes out the other end. But they grow, the hands and legs. Does he use them? He will use them. They're being used right now by being there.
When it says vessels of bestowal above the Parsa, so there are vessels of reception there also?
Of course. It can't be. You cannot divide the vessels, separate them. We just talk about schematically all the vessels of bestowal above and all the vessels of reception below.
So what does this division give me if there are vessels of reception there as well? Again, what does this division give us if there are vessels of reception there? But we write there are only vessels of bestowal there.
It can't be only part of the vessels. The vessels are always complete. 10 and not 9 and not 11. The only question is how much use of everything. So that's the question. But the structure is the same. I, Havaya, change not.
In order for there to be a connection between, let's say, the Keter and Abba and Ima, is that through the Achap?
Yes, through the Achap of Keter.
Isn't that considered that the vessels of reception are being used?
They use them, but not as vessels of reception, only as a mediator, as a conduit, transition. We'll talk about it.
So it's all according to the usage of the Kelim.
Of course, but the 10 Sefirot have to be there. Why are you cutting things like that? It's not like a dead body that you're going to chop off a piece. Okay. Let's go.
We are continuing to read. For this reason, the Sefira Tiferet was fissured across it at the place of the Chazeh. Since Malchut that rose to Binah stands there and brings out the zone of Binah, that is the two-thirds of Tiferet from the Chazeh down to its Siyum. Yet, there is still a difference between the two-thirds of Tiferet and the Nehim. The two-thirds of Tiferet truly belong to the Binah of Guf, and never emerged below the Siyum of Atzilut because of themselves, but only because they are the roots of Zon. Hence, their flaw is not so great, since their exit is not because of themselves. Thus, they have become separated from the Nehim and became a world in and out of themselves called the world of Bria.
Meaning, the vessels of the lower half of Tiferet, although they are vessels of reception, although these are vessels of reception, nevertheless, they work in order to pass the light down below, not for themselves. That's why, although they are below the Parsa, their action is to pass the lights and not for themselves. This is the lower half of Bina. That's why it's connected to the true vessels of reception called Zon. But it's like really like the mammary glands that I used to feed the lower ones. And so, although the world of Boya is below the Parsa, you can't say that it is corrupted, that it's in the will to receive. It's godliness that is in the service of the lower ones. Therefore, the world of Bria is called mostly good, whereas the world of Atzilut is entirely good. Next.
Item 68. Zone of Guf 2, called Nehim, divided into two Bchinot, discernments. Since Malchut is considered Nukva, female, her flaw is greater. And she becomes the place of the world of Asiya. Zeranpin, who is Nehi, became the world of Yetzirah, above the world of Asiya. Thus, we have explained how Partsuf Nekudot of Sag was divided by Tzimtzum Bet and became the place of four worlds: Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. Kachab Chagat, down to its Haze, became the place of the world of Atzilut. The lower half of Tiferet, from the Haze to the Siyum of Tiferet, became the place of the world of Bri'ah. The Nehi in it, the world of Yetzirah, and its Malchut, the world of Asiyah. Their place begins from the point of Tabur of Ak, and ends above the point of this world, that is, through the Siyum Raglin of Ak, which is the end of the clothing of Parzuf Nekudot of Sag over Parzuf Galgalta of Ak.
Questions? None. Nice. Everything's clear.
When it develops, it goes from the world of Nikudim to the Pratsuf of Nikudim.
Every millimeter that you need to receive something to bestow, to pass, you have to perform a Zivug Daka on it. Coupling and striking. How can you pass it? What does it mean, pass? The desire along the way receives, absorbs, it's filled, thinks, is doing it for himself, not for himself. How to bestow to the upper one? How can I draw the light in order to bestow to the upper? That's already an action, and it's relative to the lower one, because bestowing to the lower one is delighting the upper one. So all these parts are working.
When he describes it, one time he defines the world of Nikudim, then he defines the Partsuf Nikudim. So
it's still not a world, I told you, it's still a Partsuf. It's still a Partsuf. Rosh of Hitlapshut, Rosh of Aviut, and a Guf, that's a Partsuf. A world is a series of Potsufim. It will come out soon. Only the two naggers. Who are the others? Lior, you're asking nothing. You either want, or you're doing it in spite, to spite me. You don't want to give me contentment, I see.
What's the reason for the creation of the Potsufim and the worlds? Why didn't everything stop at Malchut of Ensof?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I know that because from the moment that the upper light this happens, something cascades, that the upper light starts to bestow upon the desire, and from these things are begotten. And then we learn about the four phases of direct light. And all the rest is in this example of the four phases of direct light. The relationship between the light and the kli gives birth to all these forms. Yes.
He says, and they did not emerge below the Siyum of Atzilut due to themselves. Can you explain what is that? What is he saying here? The roots of the zone, that's why the flaw is not being great in them.
I don't know what you're reading. Read the fact that you're impressed, that doesn't. I'm not impressed by that.
He said they did not emerge below Atzilut due to themselves. So due to what?
I don't know who you're talking about. Where did you start crying from?
Ah, crying? Well, in this whole portion. You want me to read the whole thing?
But them is not a beginning.
You want me to read from the beginning? Okay, from 67.
I don't know if it's 67 or what. Perkin, where is he? Well, you wanted to ask? Ask. And you, for the time being, find what you want to ask about.
How to understand the Partsuf Nekudot of Sag, which is actually pure Bina, now we're dividing it and saying that
The Pratsuf Nekudot of Sag is pure Bina, yes, that emerged below the
now,
the Pasa, yes.
We're saying that from there there was a place for the world, which are heavier vessels, found in Nehi of Sag, Nehi of Galgalta. So,
Wait. From Nekudot of Sag that spread below, yes, when they expanded downwards, a place was made for the four worlds of Abiyah. So what are you asking? Why does the Partsuf Nekudot of Sag, why can it be the place for the worlds?
Being Bina, actually.
Why is it important that it's Bina or not? Specifically Bina, that's why the place became? First of all, the upper Partsuf is always a place for the lower Partsufim. Like Bina, which gives birth and holds within it the embryo, the fetus, and develops it, etc. It's always that way.
Is it correct to say that basically Bina now adapts itself to that Nehi of Ak that has to be later corrected in these worlds?
Yes, but it's not just Bina. It's the whole, every upper Partsuf, due to the force of Bina that there is in every place, which is the upper half of her, belongs to bestowal, the lower half, that is she willing to receive in order to bestow. That's how that Partsuf is. It's all in Bina. Well, and you?
And therefore the zone of Bina emerged below from the Parsa of Atzilut together with the general zone. And because of that, the Sfira of Tiferet in the place of the Chazeh, because she brings the zone of Bina outside, and therefore there's a difference between the two-thirds of Tiferet and Nehim. The two-thirds of Tiferet truly belong to the Bina of Guf. So, first of all, why does it say truly belong to Bina of Guf? That's clear. Why does it say that? That's one. And then he says they never emerged below to the Siyum of Atzilut because of themselves.
Yes.
But only because they are the roots of Zon, hence their flaw is not so great. So what is he saying
yes.
here?
The question is why the lower two-thirds of Tiferet of Nekudot Sag were restricted. They weren't restricted due to themselves, like Bina in general, but because they want to serve the lower ones. Hence, they receive from the lower ones. Their desire of the lower ones. And therefore, they restrict. Why? Because they know that if they were to give to the lower ones will receive from that poisoning. The light which enters without a masach poisons the kli. Hence, a mother doesn't give a child or a baby what's bad for him, what it could harm him. That's why she diminishes herself, she restricts herself. Hence, the kilim of the lower half of Tiferet and the guf of Nekudot of Sag are restricted like Nehi and Malchut of Nekudot Sag. And why? Because that's all to serve the lower ones. Because it's Bina, it's the Pertzuf of Bina. Nekudot of Sag. But because they came in connection with Nehi of Ak, listen, they came into connection with the Nehi of Ak and want to give Nehi of Ak both to add to the force of Bina to them, also to bring them lights of filling after the correction. But when they see that in Nehi of Ak there's Pchinat Dalet of Aviyut, they cannot transfer anything to them because it will be to their detriment, it will be harmful to them. There's no Masach, and Bina is not capable of supplying them a Masach for Pchinat Dalet. Only in the end of correction this will occur. Therefore, Nekudot of Sag are restricted. You can say, Nekudot of Sag, why are they restricted? Because they cannot serve the lower one. For the benefit of the lower one, they're restricted, and not because of themselves. What?
You suddenly came back to the world of Nikudim and Katnut? That's the reason?
I didn't get to the Katnut of Olam Nikudim. I came to Tzimtzum Bet.
So, from here you come to the world of Nikudim and Katnut?
Now, after that, those Reshimot from Nekudot of Sag that are restricted rise to Rosh of Sag and ask from Sag, do upon us a Partzuf, meaning a measure of bestowal, that so that we can bestow to the lower one below the Tabur. So what can we do as we are restricted now due to it? So do we have what to give or not? And Nekudot of Sag makes a Partzuf for them, for the Reshimo. And then that Patsuf is called Katnut of the world of Nikudim. To what beginning did we come to? What's
We started a lesson from you saying...
The beginning of the lesson.
You said we basically learned the world of Nikudim in Katnut, and then you went back from below above. And now we understand where the world of Nikudim in Katnut comes from.
On one hand, and because you always ask after the fact, on one hand, and on the other hand, because Bala Sulam also writes in such a way, as he writes in the beginning, and he gets to the end, and then he later explains it. Is that clear? Yes.
Can we say that it turns out that Galgalta is toe and bow, the Pratsuf Nekudot is a line without light?
It's not written. Don't ask about what's not written. That's it. That's the law. We are not philosophies. It's not written, we don't learn. Toh vavo, that's completely something else. Okay? Yes, Lebich.
Who decided about Tzimtzum Bet? The Malchut that went up, it's Malchut of Galgalta? Yeah, Malchut of the Galgalta that decided about the Tzimtzum?
All the decisions are in Malchut of Insof. We already spoke to you that only Malchut of Insof operates. All the Reshimot rise to there, and she does the calculations and does everything. And I have not changed Havaya. Only four prinot of direct light which clothe all these discernments, all the partsufim, they work, they operate. Those four phases. Havaya. All the rest are branches of this Havaya. Like a like branches on a tree.
But Havaya is everything, so what's the...
That's the Havaya, and all the rest is what assists there. What assists that Havaya. Okay? Yes.
Tzimtzum Bet also has the bitush, because of the decision, the light still works to push. The...
We will learn that soon. Kelim of bestowal, small kelim. Certainly, there's also all the phenomena that happens at Tzimtzum Alef. So we have come to 69, yes? Okay, let's continue.
Item 69, the matter of Katnut and Gadlut initiated in the world of Nikudim. Now that you know about Tzimtzum Bet that occurred in Partzuf Nekudot of Sag for the purpose of emanating the 10 Sefirot of the world of Nikudim, the fourth Partzuf of Ak, we shall go back to explaining the elucidation of the 10 particular Sefirot of Nikudim. The elicitation of one partsuf from another has already been explained. Each lower partsuf is born and originates from the masach of guf of the upper one, after its hizdachechut, purification, and ascent for renewing the zivug in the peh of the upper one. The cause of this purification is the bitush of Ol Makif in the Masach of the upper Partsuf, which purifies the Masach from its Oviut of Guf and equalizes it with the Oviut of Osh. In this manner, Partsuf Ab of Ak emerged from Partsuf Keter of Ak, Partsuf Sag of Ak from Partsuf Ab of Ak, and the fourth Partsuf of Ak, called Ten Sfirot of the World of Nikudim, was born and emerged from its upper one, being Sag of Ak, in the same way.
Clear, yes? Meaning, according to the Reshimot, the Masach does a Zivug Avaka in Pev Rosh and expands from Pev Rosh downwards into the Guf, until the Tabur, which receives in order to bestow, and from Tabur below, where it cannot receive in order to bestow, the vessels remain empty. The abundance of light that remains on the outside is called surrounding light, O Makif, and on the border, which is called the Tabur, there's a clash between the O Makif and the O Pnimi, the internal light and the surrounding light. They clash against each other and purify the Masach. The Masach must, under that pressure, begin to rise in return to Pe Avrosh and to return to the previous state. But when it comes to the previous state from Tabu to Pe, this Masach already comes with all the Reshimot that it had inside the Partsuf, except for the last Reshimot. The last Reshimot disappears, as it is what caused the blockage here. The boundary, the stopping of the lights inside the Partsuf. And here, in the Rosh, upon the Reshimot that came from the Toch of the Partsuf, emerge Zivugim of Hakav'aka and the new Partsuf. And this is how it is each time. The next Partsuf emerges from the previous Partsuf. That's the birth of the Partsufim, from upper to lower. Okay? Moscow.
Two questions. First question, if we can see the diagram.
В чем разница тогда килим Ахаб де Кетер?
What's the difference between the килим of Ахаб of Кетер and the килим of Galgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima?
The kelim of Achab of Keter, Keter does not operate them. They are with it only as a transition to pass on the lights to Galgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima. The kelim of Galgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima are kelim of Rosh of the Abba Ve'ima, are called Rosh, the Rosh of Aviyut, meaning that's where the actual Zivuk of Ka'a occurs in order to give birth to the Galgal Ta'anayim in Zon, the goof of the Partsuf.
Second question, Partsuf Nekudot of Sag creates the Zivug Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet in Katnut. Why, therefore, in Gadlut it emerges on Dalet Gimel?
How do you know that there is Gadlut? Who told you that?
Well, we somehow have to use the Achap under the Parsa.
I don't know. I didn't read about that yet. Why are you confusing everyone? Wise guy?
What? Ken.
More?
Maybe I missed it, but what's the meaning of what you started drawing now in Paltzuf Nikudim of Katnut, like a tower, one part inside another part?
It's nice, yes? Yes. How will you draw it otherwise? Well, draw it.
What's the innovation here, the new thing?
Because elements of the Paltzuf, first of all, we draw here a Rosh of Itlabshut, which we never drew before. Because also in Ab, look, also in Ab we have two more Rosh, two more heads of Ab. The Rosh of Ab has the Rosh of Itlabshut, of clothing, and Rosh of Aviyut, of coarseness. Also in Sag, we have a Rosh of Itlabshut and Rosh of Aviyut. But we didn't draw it before. But here we do define it as Keter is the Rosh of Hitlabshut, and Abba Ve'ima is Rosh of Aviyut. Yes.
When you say it like this, it sounds like there are different two kinds of calculations.
There are two different calculations, yes, of course. We learned what Rosh of Hitlabshut and what Rosh of Aviyut is. Rosh of Hitlabshut is as if I am tasting what I had before. In Rosh of Aviyut is where I'm deciding now with what I have at the moment. The Rosh of Itlabshut, we talked about, well, I ate a steak yesterday for 100 shekels. Today I go into the restaurant, what I had yesterday, it's like, you know, the old people, they talk, oh, when I was young, but now altogether I have 50 shekel. So according to my 50 shekel, I buy a piece of fish. So I have to have the Rosh of Itlabshut, because without that I can't make a calculation upon the Rosh of Aviyut. I can't. Because that's what I received from yesterday, and accordingly I measure what I can do today. Try to do it that way and then you won't ever err.
But so far though, in the upper Potsufim we said there's one potsuf with two Rishimot, Rishimot of Itlabshut, Rishimot of Aviyut, but we had one Rosh.
Yes.
Now we call it two Rashim. Why?
We always have Hitlabshut and Aviyut. But upon what is the Hitlabshut and Aviyut? Do you understand? We read this. Where did we read this? This verse where the two Rosh emerge. The matter of Rosh, Toch Sof of every Pertzuf. Yes?
Gimel, Ken? Nun.
Gimel? Three? Nun? 50?
Ken.
Sham. Item 50.
Read that. Read there. No, we're not going to go back to that.
Also, if there are two Rashim, there should be seemingly two Gufim as well.
That's called one Rosh of Itlabshut, which does not spread in the Guf because it has no Aviyut. No, don't read it. It's for every question, if you go to the source, it'll... Okay? Good. Where are we?
Item 70.
No tikra.
Item 70, writings of Baal Sulam in English, page 506. Yet, there is another issue here. In the previous Potsufim, the Masach was made only of the Rashimot of Aviyut, of the Guf of the Upper One, during the Izdachechut of the Masach to the Pe of Rosh of the Upper One. But here, in the Izdachechut of the Masach of Sagovak, for Nikudim, this Masach was made of two kinds of Rishimot. Besides being made of its own Rishimot of Aviyut, with respect to the Sfirot of Guf of Sagovak. It is included with the Reshimot of Oviyut of Zon of Ak below Tabur 2. Due to their mixture below Tabur of Ak, as it is written in item 61, that Nekudot of Sag descended below Tabur of Ak and mixed with Zon of Ak there.
Meaning, what's happening for us in the Masach that remains after Sag is that there we have two kinds of Reshimot. One Reshimo is Bet Aleph of the second restriction. You see here in the yellow highlight. And the second Reshimo, which is Daled Gimel.
Daled Gimel.
Daled Gimel. And then it turns out that the Parzuf, in order to beget the lower one, it does a Zivug, first of all, on the Reshimo of Katnut, and then on the Reshimo of Gadlut. The Reshimo of Katnut begets the lower one, and the Reshimo of Gadlut already grows the lower one. It's not that two Parzufim emerge from this. But the measure on the Katnut of the Parzuf that is born now, and a measure of the Gadlut of the Parzuf that is born now. And this is all in the upper. And the upper, in such a way, cares for the lower one. And then it turns out that in the birth of the next Parzuf, we have the Parzuf itself, which is its Katnut, who it is Yigbur, Yenika, the way it goes through, and then Gadlut. What it needs to be already in the form in which it's ripe. These two Reshimot have to be in the upper in order to manage the lower one. This is called the end of an action. It's an initial thought, where the upper already knows what the end will be with the lower one and what form it needs to birth it at and what direction it needs to grow it every step along the way. Okay? Yes.
About this connection between the Sefirot and Parzufim, you said to Oren Leibovich, it's like a tree and its branches, yeah?
What did we talk about? The fact that there's 10 Sefirot in every place?
What's the connection between the Parzufim? There's one will to receive, right?
The connection between the Parzufim is that all the Parzufim have one mother, Malchut of Insof. All the Parzufim are connected to one another and emerge from one another. All the Parzufim, no matter any Parzuf that does any action, it creates a response in all the Parzufim. It's all one system. All feel all as in their own body. It can't be that there's some smallest change in some place, no matter where, if it doesn't create a shock in the whole system.
Before that, I still don't understand. There is the Prina Aleph was created, then it gave birth to Prina Bet. What does it mean that it gave birth to Prina Bet?
From Prina Aleph, what developed was Prina Bet.
So it's the same someone, right? Not someone new.
It's the same one who changed to development.
So what does it mean that it clothes the upper one and the lower one, one for the other?
That's a natural connection between them. As one is born, now receives from the one that preceded it, from his father, he receives through him the light, the lack for correction.
But it's someone, so it's an action before, what is it?
No, it's not one, it's two
entities.
Individuals that emerge one from the other.
So, after Tzimtzum Aleph, etc., it becomes line? What does it mean that the first three Bchinot happen and then everything else happens in the fourth phase? What does all of that mean? Are we talking about one state or all the states at once?
I don't know how to answer exactly for that question. After the first restriction, we have a line, because the Tzimtzum says that you can receive only in order to bestow. And in order to bestow to each and every one, it has a view of its own. It has an ability of its own. It's already graduated, graded. Think more. You will find the answers.
Yes, New York. New York.
Oh, we have New York.
Hello, can you hear me? Just to follow up on this question, everything's happening inside Malchut Ein Sof, right?
Everything rises to Malchut Ein Sof, each and everything, yes.
No, I didn't ask if it rises. Everything happens in Malchut Ein Sof? It's all interchanges of Malchut Ein Sof?
Yes. I don't know what you want to say by that. Let's say yes.
Okay, second question. We said the world contains a series of Parzufim. What's the explanation that I know it's not a physical size, but that the world of Bria is 2/3 of Tiferet, and the world of Asiya is 6 Sfirot?
Each and every olam, a world, has its own characteristics. The characteristics of the world of Atzilut is gar, it's chokhmah and bina in the whole manner. The world of Bria is already bar, it's outside of the degree of Atzilut. There's already no perfection like in Atzilut, but nevertheless, it still is in bestowal. And afterwards you have the world of Yetzirah, which already belongs to the lower ones, and the world of Asiya, which is the lower himself. We will learn this. It's just definitions of where the place of the worlds is. About the worlds we have yet to speak about. Okay, so we're going to move to the next part.
And we'll sing together.
Adraba, ten beli benu, Adraba, ten beli benu, Shenire kolechad malat chaverenu, Shenire kolechad malat chaverenu, Velo, velo chesrona. שנראה כל אחד מעלת חברנו, ולא ולא חסרונם. ושנדבר כל אחד את חברו בדרך הישר והרצוי לפניך, ואל יעלה בליבנו שום שנאה מחד על חברו חלילה. ותחזק אותנו באהבה אליך כאשר גלוי וידוע לפניך. ותחזק אותנו באהבה אליך כאשר גלוי וידוע לפניך. שיהיה הכל נחת רוח, שיהיה הכל נחת רוח אליך. שנראה כל אחד מעלת חברנו, ולא, ולא חברנו. חסרונה ושנדבר כל אחד את חברו בדרך הישר והרצון לפניך ואל יעלה בליבנו שום שנאה ואחד על